Turn with me this morning to a familiar text. At least I hope it's familiar to you. If you've seen a football game, you've seen this written on guys' faces and signs and all kinds of stuff. John 3, starting in verse 16 through 18. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send His Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through Him might be saved. He who believes in Him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. If you were to ask a bunch of people today about what Christmas is, you would get a whole lot of different answers. And unfortunately, most of them are the wrong answers. So how do you explain the meaning of Christmas in just a few words? Well, the best way I know is this. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. No one can outdo what God has done. No one could give a greater gift than what God has already given. Now I'd like for us to consider this morning the meaning of Christmas and what it should mean to each of us and every one of us assembled here today. What truly is Christmas? Now, Christmas does mean a lot of things to a lot of different people. I think sometimes the birth of Christ has been hijacked by the rest of the world. It's a time of shopping, spending, lots of spending. A time of drinking, carousing. There are a lot of people who just think it's one big party. A time of traveling and entertaining. Family, food, football. Santa Claus, Christmas trees, Christmas lights. Our neighbor here in a little competition. We're ahead. But, you know, we all get, and Christmas is now, the shopping season has extended before Thanksgiving. But what is the real meaning of Christmas? And what message does it convey to each and every one of us? Well, to me, using John 3:16 as the example, the pattern of what Christmas is, it's a time of remembering. Now, many people here today will gather around their families and they'll do some remembering. And the older we get, the more we try to remember about who used to sit around the Christmas table and Christmas tree. And for a lot of us, it's grown tremendously over the years with people that we never knew would exist. Great people, by the way. But we remember things. But the thing that we need to remember the most is remembering the great love that God had for each and every one of us. He loved us so much that He spared not His only Son that we might be saved. That's what truly needs to be remembered. We need to remember the uniqueness of His life, of His teachings, His miracles, His prophecies, His death, and of course His resurrection. We need to remember all those humble but great people that surrounds the Christmas story. People like Joseph and Mary, Zacharias and Elizabeth, Anna and Simeon, the shepherds, the wise men, and it goes on. Those need to be remembered because they were part of a great story that led to something fantastic for me personally and hopefully for you personally. Because of all of that happened those 2,000 years ago, I can stand here before you and say, I know who holds my tomorrow. I know what's going to be like the minute I pass from this life? I can honestly tell you that. If it wasn't for Him coming, God sending that precious gift of His Son, I would not have that knowledge. So yes, I'm going to remember. I'm going to remember that day. Secondly, I think Christmas is a time of loving. And I think everyone in here would agree with that. It should be a time of love and peace, and, you know, to love one another. It amazes me in this time of year, as we draw closer to the day, I still see people out shopping or on the roads with some tremendous anger and dislike and hate for their fellow man. But I see a lot of people who tend to be a little kinder at Christmas time, a little more considerate of others, and a little more generous during Christmas season. They get involved in such things as Christmas caroling, toys for the needy, meals for the misfortunate, and of course, Terry, they always ring those bells. It's time for reaching out to others. A time to reach out to others with love and concern. I want you to remember something. God so loved the world, and we should never forget that. It should be in all of our preaching, our teaching, our evangelizing, our ministry, etc. It should be a part of our life, knowing that God so loved the world and that He loves us. He really cares about us unconditionally. Even when we didn't deserve to be loved, He loved us. So let us remember that the motivation for all of this humanitarian effort of giving to others and to loving others is that it is the love of God for lost sinners that we are emulating. We're copying. We're showing the love. We should be showing the love of God at Christmas time through our actions. You see, He really cares for us, and so we should care as He cares. We should love as He loves. And of course, Christmas is a time of giving. For the kids, it's more of a time for getting. We're all there. We understand that. The older I get, the more I understand that Christmas is about giving and seeing their faces than it is about getting. It's not that I don't want things. I do want something, by the way, just letting you know. It's not that I'm giving up my right. It's just that I get more thrill out of giving than I do getting. And so when we see, for God so loved the world that He gave. Now love cannot look with indifference on the hungry and the sick and the lonely, the lost souls of this world. If you love, you will give. Okay? It will motivate you to give. I don't know how many of you have dealt with this or dealing with this, but do you ever give because you're supposed to give? Find that in your families, don't you? Ever give a gift to someone that you despise? Because you drew an anger? Guys, I'm all for giving, but we need to make sure that the giving is in the sense of love and care. That's when gifts truly cause results. When we give this Christmas, we should be showing a little bit of what God gave to us. Christ shared, He gave to us His only begotten Son, and this gift was freely given, lovingly given, graciously given to all of us. And all of us did not deserve that gift. So Christ shared our human nature that we might receive his divine nature. Day by day, those who receive him are being transformed into his image until we all come into full stature of the perfected children of God, washed in the blood of the Lamb. It's also a time of forgiving. A dying world. So do we possess the forgiving spirit? And if we do, especially at Christmas time, guess who we're showing? We're showing what he did for us by our actions. Or is it, do we have a spirit of judgment, judgment that looks down upon others? Is there someone that we need to forgive today? I can think of no better time, no better example of when we should forgive somebody than it would be at Christmas. It's also a time of rescuing. God rescued us by his love and his mercy. He saved us from perishing. He did not come as an experiment. He came with a mission. He came so that we would have the hope of eternal life, that we could be once again with his heavenly Father in glory. Without Christ, we are without life. And we're headed for an eternity without God forever, separated from the God who made us and longs to save us. He wants us to inherit eternal life. And we're all descendants of a dying race, but for the grace of God, we would all likewise perish. Whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. I can think of no better gift to be given, especially at Christmas time, than to come to know Jesus Christ as your Savior and recognize the real reason he came. He did not come for us to have parties and celebrations. He did not come for us to give gifts to each other as a reason. He came as a gift to this lost and dying world so that we could truly be saved and be with him again. It's also a time of changing. The Christ of Christmas changes us. He makes us new creatures. All things become new for us. We have new goals, new ideas, new directions, and new hopes. And when the Spirit of God dwells and lives within us and we're children of God, we will change. Don't we look at Christmas as some kind of, even more than New Year's, as some kind of a marker in our lives? Well, is that Christmas or this Christmas, this past Christmas, 10 Christmases ago? We look at it as a time marker. And in some way we say things have got to change. We, by allowing Christ to change our lives, what better way to show the world what the true meaning of Christmas is and what it can be for them? And then finally, it's a time of rejoicing. Which I hope that we're going to do here in a few minutes is just rejoice. We're going to rejoice in God's unmerited grace. We're going to rejoice in the release of forgiveness. We're going to rejoice in a new life with a new mission, a new purpose. We're going to rejoice because God loved us so much that he sent his only begotten Son to this world so that we could believe in him and trust in him and that we could have what we once lost. Life with God. Celebration. When you look at the celebration by the shepherds, the angels, the angels were celebrating. The shepherds, the angels, the wise men who brought gifts, the heavens opened up. There was rejoicing. I'm taking it the angels wasn't in on the plan all the way. They didn't know every detail. And when it happened, they said, yay, it happened. Mankind can rejoice in the fact that 2,000 years ago he sent his Son. And so many years ago, when I came to know Christ as my Savior, I can look back and say it's because because God did that, and I rest in His hands today. I know Christmas sometimes is not a good time. We've had a lot of things happen in the last few weeks just around Christmas time. And oh, I'm not telling you, you should be happy about these things. But what I'm telling you is that you can look the other direction and you can point to Christ and what He's done for us that Christmas morning, and you can celebrate, because it's because of that we can rejoice in all things that happen in life, knowing that one day we'll all be together again with Him because of what He's done.
Amen.
So I tried to share with you this morning what Christmas means to me. So what does the coming of Christ into this world mean to you? Is it more about the celebration? Is it more about the party, the tree, the gift giving? Is it more about Santa, all of that? Or do we find time to remember Christ? Do we find time to love? Do we find time to give? Do we find time to forgive? Do we realize that it's a time for rest, it's a time for our rescue? Do you realize that it's a time to change? But most of all, when we look back and do all those things, it's a time of rejoicing. And you can have Christmas mean that to you today. And if you don't, and you've never experienced the love of Jesus Christ in your heart and your life, you've never asked Him into your heart and your life, and you don't realize the important significance of His coming, then maybe, just maybe, the Spirit of God is dealing with you right now. Maybe so. And if He is, what better Christmas gift would that be than to come to know Jesus Christ? To give you an opportunity, there's a video will be playing. This will be your opportunity to get your head right and your relationship right with God. So as we play the video.